This evening, which is called Walking Before Almighty God. Walking Before Almighty God. And when God saves us and redeems us by His blood, He comes in His fullness to take residence in our lives. In order that in our everyday walk, we may walk before Almighty God. But you know, to do this, we have to be empowered. It's not just merely an idea or something we look at or even from the Word. It is to be an experience. And we're going to base our teaching tonight in John chapter 1, verses 35 and 36. Of the Gospel of John, chapter 1, 35 to 36. And here we take it up where it says, "Again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.'" So here we see, "And he looked at Jesus as he walked, and he said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.'" And that is what walking with God does and will do. You will see the Lamb of God. You will see Jesus. Because that is what walking with God means. This is one of the highest measures in the Bible, which is to walk before Almighty God. It's actually a measure of our strength. If you're walking before God and experiencing God's presence each day, that is a mark of your strength that you have with Almighty God. And we're told, aren't we, in Genesis, and I read this a few weeks ago, we just remind ourselves again of it, that Abram was to walk before God. In Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1, this was to be a sign of God's covenant to Abram. And in it, in Genesis 17 and verse 1, in which it says here, "When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, 'I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.'" The same God that called Abraham to walk before him is the same Lord and God today who calls you and I to do exactly the same. And that is, we're to walk before him. And this is the highest measure in the Bible, which is to walk before God. As I said, it's a measure of your strength. And he's, in fact, he is saying, I will make you fruitful and strengthen you. That's what actually God was saying here to Abraham in his walk. His walk before God was to become fruitful and to be strengthened by the power and might of the Holy Spirit. And so we begin to start to get this idea, this understanding of what it means to walk before Almighty God. You see, walking before God reveals all of our enduring qualities. And that's why it's so important that we walk before Him, because it reveals those qualities. It reveals the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. It makes us fruitful. We're able to stand through any trial, through any tribulation, whatever we face. What does it say in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31? Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. And we know this very well. And he says here, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So we're beginning to understand how it is that we walk before Almighty God. It's obviously in a consecration, it's in a walk, and it's waiting before God. It's those that wait upon Him, or wait on the Lord. He says there's a renewing, there's a strengthening that comes as we wait. Now, we have learned over the years that there is the school of waiting. And in actual fact, our whole life, our walk and calling is a waiting on God. But there does come periods of times in our walk where there is an actual just waiting on God. Waiting for that strength, waiting for renewal to mount up with those wings like eagles. And there does come periods of time within our walk where we are actually in that waiting for that experience. But overall, our whole walk is an initial waiting on God. Now, it's interesting that when we're not really looking to the Lord as we should be, and we're not waiting on Him, often what will happen is that we look to alternative means. We can look to other things. When we're not really waiting on God, when we're not really walking before God, experiencing God's presence, that relationship day by day, one of the things that starts to slowly happen is that we will look to other alternatives. Because what we're fundamentally looking for is to other things to stimulate us. And we will confuse that stimulation as God's strength. Oh, that's God strengthening me because He's blessed me with something new that I want. It's not. That's something completely different. When we start to look away from God and we start to look to other things, we find that that stimulation is only momentary and it will soon fizzle out. You know, if we're turning away from God, we're not looking to Him or walking in His presence like we once did, we become more and more absorbed maybe with our job. And we spend more and more time with our job and more hours with our job instead of balancing it with our time also with the Lord. Or we can turn more to hobbies. Again, hobbies can be a means of running away, looking for that stimulation, looking for something to make me feel good. that feel-good factor. Or we can use our families. We can get so occupied and busy with our families, and the result of it is because we're not really drawing from God. We're not walking before Almighty God. And if we don't walk before Almighty God, as the Bible shows us to, then we are going to always look to other alternatives. And so we look to families to try and help us and encourage us and build us up. Or we can become restless, always just going out, looking for any opportunity just to get out or get out of the house or whatever it would be. All of these things, if they are continuing to work or trying to control us, are clear indications that we're not walking before Almighty God as we should be. Our eyes are spirit of this age, where everyone is so busy, busy, busy. Or we look to other things where we just want to go shopping all the time and we want to buy new things to stimulate us. There's just so many things the enemy is trying to work on to keep us out of God's presence. And the problem is that if we let these things go on, we start to counterfeit the Holy Spirit. And what always happens when we're not walking before Almighty God as we should, we will use substitutes and we will say that that is the Holy Spirit blessing. The Holy Spirit never, ever draws us away from walking before Almighty God. And it's disingenuous to say that these are the things of God, that God is blessing me in this, God is blessing me in that. And yes, indeed he does. But God is never going to bless in these things if it's drawing us away from walking before Almighty God. That is the deception. And sadly, many professing Christians are deceived in this area. And the problem is, because they're deceived in these areas, they're not mounting up with wings like eagles. And we know that because the trials will prove that. They're not mounting up with wings like eagles because they're not getting the discernment. They're not seeing. They're not reading the signs. They're not sensitive to the Spirit and what he's saying and what he's doing in lives. In actual fact, it's a steady decline spiritually, and it's very, very subtle how the enemy tries to work in keeping us out walking before Almighty God. But you see, that's what God said to Abraham. He said, walk before me. And what he was revealing through that covenant, that you will be fruitful, you will be blessed, I will multiply your seed. It's all I will do it. God will do it. We're simply vessels of God's blessings being poured in and through us as a result of our relationship and walking before Almighty God. It's not by any other means. And sometimes we have to discern at times what is actually working within us. It's not necessarily evil spirit, it can just be flesh just the flesh wanting its own way. You see, walking with God is dependent on his presence. And that's what I want to hone in on as I'm leading up to this. Because I believe the Lord is bringing this assembly, and for those that want this, to start to become very sensitive to the presence of Almighty God. And you can only know the presence of God if you're walking with God, because you can't separate them. Because we have to know the presence of God in every situation, wherever we go, wherever we're led by the Holy Spirit. It's keeping the Lord before us. Now, some of you may be thinking in your heart, well, Pastor, it's once more we have to come right back to faith and simply believing with that childlike faith, because a child would not question this. A child will simply believe that he walks or she walks and is in the presence of mother and father. And that is how God initially is working with us. God has not called you to try and work out how you walk in the presence of God, how you walk before Almighty God. If you are trying to work this out, to experience this, you've already failed. It's as we yield over to the Spirit, when we hear the word of God, and not resist that which we hear, that the Holy Spirit will replicate this in our spirit and heart, walking in the presence of Almighty God. You see, we have to be taught about his presence, and that's what we're doing today. That's what we do by preaching the word every time we come on. We're teaching you about God's presence and walking in his presence, knowing his presence. But it's another thing to experience it. And that's why we know that faith comes by hearing the word of God. But that faith has to produce something. And that's what it's all about. And so we have to be taught his presence, to trust in his presence. That's the whole point. That's why we have the word of God taught to us. And as we are taught the word of God, so he's going to teach us to trust his presence. Because it's one thing to say, brothers and sisters, to walk before Almighty God, to experience his presence. It's quite another thing to actually trust his presence. And maybe we've never thought about that. We ask for the presence of God. We ask to work with him and everything. But the question is, do I trust his presence? Do I know he's with me in this situation? That's another thing. Let's turn to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. Let's take it from verse 1 of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And you can put your name there, by the way, if you want to. Look at the presence of God. Look what it says here in walking before Almighty God. And it says here that I shall not fear. And of course, this is why God is dealing with fear in our lives. Because fear will stop us experiencing the presence of Almighty God. And this is what he's wanting now from us. It means that we're to trust his presence, to know that his presence is with us, leading, guiding me through every trial and tribulation. We've just read it there from verses 1 to 5. Even if the earth shakes, or even an earthquake, we may experience these. I shall not be moved. Why? Because his presence is with me. Jesus went to the cross because his Father's presence was with him. He knew nothing separated him from the presence of Almighty God. And that's why he could go and did go to the cross to redeem you and I, that we might be here tonight having a blessed fellowship in his presence. And this is how God wants us to walk with him in these last days, in this unbroken fellowship. And indeed he can, and he will do this. You see, God's presence deals with those areas that paralyze most. And that's why we need the presence of God. Because the presence of God is going to enable us to go into situations that most will run away from. Many of our brothers and sisters are running away from the slightest trial, from the slightest thing. But that is not the spirit that you are receiving. The spirit that God is putting within you and I is that we will stand against any giant that tries to oppose. Whatever noise it's trying to make, because remember, that's what the enemy does. He's simply like a roaring lion, but he cannot devour you because you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. But the question is whether you're going to listen to that roar and you're going to allow fear by that roar to cause you to run away. That's the question. And see, Satan tries to hold us in fear. And the reason he tries to hold you in fear, the reason he goes around like a roaring lion and so on, is because he knows that God has a remnant who is going to walk in his presence, who's going to walk before Almighty God, and he fears and trembles this. Make no bones about it. He doesn't even want this teaching brought out tonight, because this is what the Holy Spirit is doing through the outpouring of the Spirit, through the baptism of the Spirit, empowering us to be able to walk in unbroken fellowship in the presence of Almighty God. Because it's not by might nor by power, it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. And you see, his presence isn't just some theological teaching. And yes, we need to learn theology. We know it has its place to learn about the presence of God. Or it's not even grounded on the teaching of his presence, knowing his presence. Even though I'm teaching you tonight about the presence of God, I'm working in the presence of God, but unless this word that you hear causes you to experience the presence of God, then it's to no avail. And that is what the Word of God is supposed to do. It has to be an understanding and an experience and a reality. So we need to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying, and as we receive the Word of God by faith, as we hear. And it's if we want, we yield over to this, then the power of the Spirit who blesses God's word will work in your life and your heart to bring that experience, that reality of walking in the presence of God in your life. So that you know you are walking in God's presence. You're not having to run to somebody to find out whether this is God's presence or not. You know his presence. You know his voice. You know that where he is, you are also. If you love someone deeply, then you know their voice. You know their touch. You know where they'll be, and so on. Because you're not separated from the one that you love. You are one with them. This is what is walking before Almighty God is about. And this is why God appeared to the patriarchs. He appeared to the saints. And he is appearing to each one of you tonight to walk before him, to experience his presence. He's the same God. The same God as Abraham was called to walk in God's presence. The same God tonight who says the same to each one of you and I. No different. It's whether we believe. Or are we going to analyze it, judge it, or have doubts about it, or so on? And this is why he's delivering us like he is, in order to be experience him, to have that reality with him day by day. This whole walk of salvation is to be a reality. Knowing God's touch in your life. Knowing that he brings you through those fiery trials. Knowing his healing hand over your life, your soul, your body. Opening his word to you. The revelation of his word. I could just go on and on and on. This is what helps and causes us to walk before Almighty God. This is why I said at the beginning of this teaching, our whole life and consecration is that waiting on God. It's a school of waiting. We're waiting every moment, every day in that sense, looking to the Master as he works in our life, both to will and do for his good pleasure. And he will do that. And when we get to this place with God, we then won't be always be asking if this is right, or which direction should I take, or whatever it is. We will know because the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us. Now, if we're not sure, then of course we seek God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. But God is ultimately bringing us as we mature and grow up, that we will know the way and directions of the Holy Spirit. Because he's in our life. He's guiding me. He's leading me. He's speaking to me. And you see, if we are still before him, we will know if it's wrong. Because he's going to work the necessary restraints in our heart and spirit. Or he's going to stop us from pursuing that path or whatever it will be, because I walk before him. I know the way he's leading, he's directing, he's walking. Because I walk with him in unbroken fellowship. But we don't always experience this, do we? We always at times find ourselves confused. Seeking God, fasting, what is your will, Lord? Is it your will I do this, or is it your will I do that, or whatever it is? We've got to start growing up, maturing into this. Just believing with that simple childlike faith that God loves me, nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. And he will lead me and guide me, and I will walk with him. Now, brothers and sisters, if we don't ask for this, we're not going to get it. So what is coming out tonight is for us to seek God in prayer for the asking. And indeed, he will work this in and through us. Of course he will. You won't doubt for one moment when you seek God in prayer on these things that you've heard tonight. You know that this is the will of God, to walk with him, to walk in his presence, to walk before Almighty God. Because God wants to make you fruitful. He wants his light to shine through you. He wants to use you in these last days. To use you to be a light. To use you to pray for people. And the great commission that he's given in Mark 16. Read it. He wants to use you. He's given gifts. And he's given those 9 supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit. Of healing, deliverance, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, gift of faith, miracles, and so on. Don't let anybody tell you that they finished at Pentecost. They did not. They're still the same today, because God doesn't change. His Holy Spirit doesn't change. But brothers and sisters, this comes as you walk with God and the presence of God. And you will know what the presence of God is saying. You will know the presence of God is saying, pray for that soul. Or pray for that sick person. Or go and visit that person who is sick. Or that family that is poor, that doesn't have much. Or take some food around. God is very, very practical. That's why so often we miss what the presence of God is saying in walking before Him. Because His ways are very practical so often. But that is ultimately what He's doing with us. We believe that He will direct us and He will lead us. And whatever we go through, whatever our trials, and yes, we've all of us, or most of us, have gone through or are going through fiery trials. Yet we have read here in Psalm 46, I'm there with you. My presence is with you. God's presence goes through every trial, every fiery trial, everything imaginable. His presence is there with you, strengthening you, taking you through. You see, we don't always recognize God's presence, particularly in a trial. Where are you, Lord? You've forsaken me. You've left me. Why, even Jesus, for a while, in a sense, experienced that in his own flesh. My God, why have you forsaken me? But that was the work of redemption. That was the point of where Almighty God, God in flesh in Jesus Christ, is going to experience death for the first time. But he was not forsaken. But he said, into thy hands I commit my spirit. That is the whole point. We feel at times we come to the end, but it's at that coming to the end is where we then experience that God's presence is with me. I am walking with him. You want to know one of the ways you're walking with God? Your trials will tell you. Because if you're not walking with God, you run away. You run away to an alternative. You see? That's always a clear sign when a saint is not walking before Almighty God. But your trials and your tests that you're going through is a very, very clear sign, brothers and sisters, that you are walking with Almighty God. And he's going to use that in which you will experience his presence in every situation. And in any situation, when you walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, you will never be taken by surprise. You will never be off guard. You will not find it strange or peculiar because something odd has happened today in my walk. You will know that that is the Lord Jesus who's gone before, preparing the way, as strange as it might seem. And sometimes this walk can appear very, very odd and very strange and peculiar. But it isn't to those who walk before Almighty God. Jesus for 3 years walked before Almighty God. He gave us clear indications of his walk because he said, I and my Father are one. I do nothing except what the Father reveals. He's giving an awful lot away there. He's giving secrets away there as to how a saint walks with God. No different. The same Holy Spirit that anointed and led him is the same Holy Spirit that's working in our lives as well. And God can and he will bring us to that consecration and walk like Jesus had at the early church. Because we're in the times of restoration. We're in the times of God restoring, bringing the church back to apostolic faith. Sadly, many don't see this and not experiencing it. But there are many who are and are being restored back to this walk that Christians should have, so that they're not controlled and governed by men who try and manipulate and control God's Holy Spirit, but they are free in the Spirit to walk by the Spirit. And we're very, very blessed, brothers and sisters, as I close now, that we are experiencing such a walk like this, that we are encouraged and challenged week after week to believe, to not try and work it out, but just simply trust and believe that God can and he will work this in my life. The same as he will do tonight, you will walk before Almighty God. If you settle that and you want that, then God will work that. And he'll move, if need be, heaven and earth, that you walk before him just like Abraham and all the saints of old. And your walk will be fruitful. And as I said at the beginning, it's the highest measure in the Bible is to walk before God. It's a measure of your strength. And your strength is not you, but your strength lies in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why it's not by might, nor by power, by my Spirit, says the Lord.
Redeemed us with his blood and soul.